And as he finishes his warm-up tosses, we'll step out. 10 seconds. Allowing our local stations to identify themselves on the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Uribe has 1-1 lost on. He makes his 31st appearance of the year. 28-plus innings of work for him with 14 base hits. Given up 6 runs, 4 earned. And is all set for Lucan Baker. And the opening pitch, bullseye on a good fastball. That one at 98. Ready to work from the stretch. Here he comes again, down low and away, and backhanded by Caratini. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal, folks. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for just $16.95. That's anytime, too. Win, lose, homer away. Did he go on that one? Yep. Check swing strike on Baker. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and more details. 1-2. Here comes Uribe swinging a one-hopper to a backhanded grab. The long, strong throw is over the head of Rowdy Tellez. Heck of a play by Brian Anderson. His throw was a little bit high. Tellez couldn't reach it, and it's going to be an infield base hit for Lucan. That's the right call. Good throw gets him, but he had to get rid of it in a hurry, and it was a long throw from foul territory. And St. Louis gets a runner. Juan Yepes is the batter now. Has flat out twice. Uribe deals a little lower as a numb strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing and one on him. Lars Nootbaar is due next. Uribe all set again. And coming back, swing and a miss, down low and inside with a cutter that time. Cardinals inning-ending double play stopped any further damage in the fifth. They've got the leadoff man on here in the sixth, Hupie and Abraham. $100 in a donation to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. 1-2. The right-hander all set to work. Here it is. Swinging a foul. He just did get a piece of a low outside fastball at 100. I don't know how he did, but he did. Kind of a defensive swing just to poke it someplace to stay alive.
It's one of those swings where you basically take it out of the catcher's glove.
That was about where he got it. 1-2 delivery. Coming back, here it is. Down low, a spinner that time. Little slider missed. 2-2. Game 2 in this 3-game set against St. Louis. Winding down the championship season. Uribe coming back. Broken bat, ground ball, foul. And Yepes will get another shot here with a new piece of wood, I think. Huh? Gonna hang on to that one.
Some strong maple trees,
man,
right there.
I'm telling you, that thing sounded like it shattered. But he's got it.
99 off your fists.
That was tight. Two balls and two strikes. A check of Baker by Lucan, I should say by Uribe, throws over there. And the runner is back in time.
I know we've talked about this before, Uke, but who was the hardest pitcher that you faced, mile-an-hour-wise?
You know what? I think two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And the batter is going to be Lars Nootbaar. I think it would have been Koufax during that time. I faced Gibson. Gibson, I don't think Gibby threw 100, but he was in the upper 90s range.
Okay.
But I think Sandy Koufax at that juncture of strike one called of Sandy's career, I think he was around 100. Jim Bunning was another guy during his time with the Philadelphia Phillies, down low and inside. It's even at 1-1. Don Drysdale threw, I don't know if he touched 100. He was in the upper 90s, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sandy was tops of all the guys that I faced during my time. And you knew, down low and inside, 2-1, you knew kind of what Koufax was going to try to get you out on. He had a great curveball, too, big overhand curveball, but his fastball was, you know, kind of number one.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple other guys. They had a Stan Williams, another guy that pitched with the Dodgers during that time, who threw, and one of those guys that, you know, every once in a while misfired. Breaking ball strike, and it's 2-2 now on Nootbaar. You know, he wanted you to know that he was going to throw at you.
I throw hard, and I'm going to let you know about it.
2-2 pitch. Not like we have today, though, Jeff. Swinging a pop fly, twisting foul, and out of play. I mean, these guys today, you're going to see in a series, you're probably going to see every starter that is in that area, 100, even a little bit better sometimes.
Yeah, if you don't see them at the beginning of the game, you certainly will at the end.
At the end, in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. 2-2 offering. A little bit low. Caratini thought he had the strikeout. And so did Uribe.
Did you
pull up 3-2? Go ahead.
Did you see Feller at the end of his career?
No, I didn't. I saw him throw batting practice a lot of times.
Sure.
But when he was doing his stint down low and inside, he walked him, and there are two on now for Herrera. Bob Feller threw batting practice into his probably 60s. During spring training, especially with the Indians, and he didn't want you to hit during batting practice. He didn't. He'd throw sliders all the time. The Cleveland hitters used to tell me all the time that they couldn't say anything to him. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a head guy with the Indians, so they couldn't say anything. And he did it all spring long. We had him here once, Jeff,
mm-hmm.
in a old timers game when they used to play the old timers games.
Okay.
And I was catching him, and he was throwing sliders all the time. And Mike Hegan, who was one of our players years ago, and Mike Hegan hit a ball right through his legs, a line drive, and Feller was motioning for me to give him another ball. He didn't know the ball went through his legs and in the center field. He was, you know, that's how he had kind of lost it a little bit. And yeah, he was waiting for me to throw the ball back to him, and it was already in center field through his leg. Yeah,
ball's in play.
Now I think maybe our fans will probably remember us talking about this at some time, down low in the dirt and getting by Caratini, and runners are going to move to second and third. on what will be a wild pitch. I know we've talked about it before, that when Feller was in his heyday and they started, you know, trying to figure out how hard some of these guys were throwing, they did Feller with a police car with a radar device on it. That's how they checked out his swing and a bouncer. He'd foul up along third. That's how they checked his fastball. With a radar car, a police car.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was. That was the only way they could do it back then, and that's how they got him over 100.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Feller. And the pitch is a strike, and it's 0-2 on Herrera.
It's so fascinating going back and looking at some of Bob Feller's numbers. I mean, first of all, he debuted as a 17-year-old kid.
Yep. Exactly.
17-year-old kid. Hey, by the way, I still need to go graduate high school yet. I'm going to go pitch for the Cleveland Indians. That's crazy.
Who's the other guy? The other guy that the Reds had. And the pitch. Strike three looking, and no argument from Herrera on that one. Strikeout, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference.
Thinking of Joe Nuxall.
Oh yeah, that's him.
Yeah,
that's who I'm talking about. He used to go from high school to Crosley Field in Cincinnati and pitch.
15 years old is when he debuted.
Yeah, he was 15. How about that, folks?
15.
And the pitch, swing and a miss on Caracudo. It's 0-1. Yeah, Joe put his lunchbox in his locker at Crosley Field, put on his Reds uniform, 15 years old. How about that? The stretch and the pitch. Look out. That one gets by Caratini, and another run's going to score on what will be. This one could be a pass ball. We'll see. It was down and in, and Caratini got a glove on it. Wild pitch, and a big run for St. Louis. Caracudo gets the RBI, and it's ball one and strike one. And the pitch. Bouncer hit to second. And Monasterio has the play to end the inning. Joe Nuxall's nickname was Blatty. And that's from libations that he would drink. I don't know if he did it when he was 15, but...
Maybe.
I don't want to go any further. It is 2-0 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Warga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Inside from Thompson, and the next offering, check swing strike on a beautiful changeup. Wendell Mackey. Brown Deer is our contestant in the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning contest. $150 in our jackpot. A swing and a miss on a fastball came back to number one. Each additional home run worth another 100. Service savings, that's Woodman's. Thompson has allowed only three hits in the game for the crew. Swinging a foul back by Contreras. He has struck out and flied to center field. Down 2-0 on seven hits for St. Louis. And the pitch, too high with that one. Ball two and strike two. Ready to work. And the pitch. Swinging a liner in the right center, and it is going to get in there for extra bases. Contreras cruising in the second with a $75 double. And there's a start. Tanner is going to be the batter. Almost caught up to it. Nootbaar in center. Finally ran it down. $75 for the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the silver lining. Yeah, how'd you like to go to high school and then go to a major league ballpark to play? That's your nighttime job. Bam. And the pitch, strike called on a breaking ball.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to be a little late for curfew tonight. Why is that? I'm pitching for the Reds.
Yeah, I won't be at graduation this year. We're going to be in Pittsburgh. Tyrone Taylor took one down low and inside. It's ball one and strike one now.
Excuse me, Teach, can I get an extension on that paper? That'd be nice.
We told you don't wear that uniform to class anymore.
Oh, the rulers would have been out.
One ball and one strike. Joe Nuxall. The stretch, the pitch. A smash fair down the left field line. And there's one in. The second run going to second on a double. And now to third on a missed throw from left field. There's the tying run, and there's nobody out at third base. So back-to-back doubles, $75. And somebody is going to get an error on that throw from Palacios in left field. Somebody had to pick that one up, and it didn't happen. It was hit hard, just fair, into left field. Palacios got to it, threw it back in towards third base. Nobody was there to pick it up. And Tyrone Tanner kept on running. And an error will be charged to Palacios, putting the tying run at third base. And a strike on Victor Caratini.
To head. Heads-up base running move by Tyrone Taylor. Wow. Realized that throw from left field, just a little lollipop throw, but Caracudo had his back turned to the throw.
Somebody had to catch that one, Jeff.
Wow. No one in the neighborhood.
One strike delivery. Infield up for St. Louis. The pitch. Victor took high and wide, and it's even at a ball and a strike. So charge Palacios with the error in left field. Jacob Barnes is up for St. Louis. And the pitch by Thompson popped up. This one is playable. And Baker has it. That's out number one in the inning. And Ronnie Tellez who has walked and doubled, is going to be the batter. Cardinal infield will play up. 2-1 St. Louis on 7 hits. The Brewers now have 5 hits in this game. Back-to-back doubles here in the 6th. And the pitch. Rowdy is strike looking right down the middle, about thigh high. Good fastball. Pitch number 91 coming up. Rowdy, a bouncer, and the play is going to be to home, and everybody's going to be safe. For whatever reason, Baker, not that he threw home, but he bobbled it. He double clutched on it, and when he finally did make the throw, there was no chance for Tyrone Taylor, and he threw home. Herrera got it. No play on the runner coming, and no play on Tellez at first. Oliver Marmol is heading out there, and that is probably going to be it for Zach Thompson. Yep. The U.S. cellular call to the bullpen has been made. Go ahead, Jeff.
Herrera was nowhere near home plate to try and make a tag.
I can't believe he threw that ball home in the first one.
Not at all. After the first clutch? No way.
He double clutched. And by that we mean he pumped once, held on, didn't throw, and when he decided to come home, much too late. So the U.S. cellular call to the bullpen has been made. Back after this on the Brewers Radio Network. We're back to even in this one. It's tied at 2 apiece on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Talking bacon with Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
We're back here with Fritz Usinger today talking about one of my favorite things, bacon.
Mine too, you.
Usinger's bacon is something special. What makes it so good?
Well, the short answer is the elves.
Is that short in terms of height or length?
The elves are spicing specialists, and it's all about the nose.
I'm quite macrosmatic myself, you know.
I do. Charismatic, too.
So I have a future in spicing?
Absolutely.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Jacob Barnes is now working for St. Louis. Game number 11 for him. Yet to win or lose. And Andrew Monasterio with the lead run aboard at first and one man out. And the pitch is down low and it's one ball and no strikes. Brewers have come from behind here, scoring 2 in the 6th. From the stretch, Barnes deals again. That one down low and a good save by Herrera. Two balls and no strikes. Cardinals winning the opener of the series last night. Crew trying to jump back in and take one here in game two. Now the pitch. That is good on the outside corner. A strike and it's 2-1. Monasterio hit by a pitch and bounced to short. Now the 2-1. swinging a drive in the center. It's playable low for Newt Barr. He makes the catch on that one. Second out in the inning, and Blake Perkins is coming up. From the stretch, check swing and a fastball rides high off the outside. One ball and no strikes. Lead run, Rowdy Tellez aboard at first base. 2 minute are out. Barnes trying to get out of it. No further damage. And the pitch dropping in there nicely, and it's even at 1-1. Final game of the series. We'll have that tomorrow. Right now, trying to even it. Swing and a fly ball to center. Playable. And Newt Barr has that one to end the inning. Got underneath it. Did Perkins. But they get two to tie. And the seventh inning is coming up. Two apiece on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Save 11% on everything. Now at Menards. Get the last roof you'll ever need with Menards Steel Roofing. Steel Roofing adds value to your home, offers superior wind and hail resistance, and is available in cut-to-length panels for fast installation. Right now at Menards, get 11% off. All steel roofing. Good through October 1st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Calling all cocktail enthusiasts. Put down those shakers and enjoy the convenience of Carb Bliss, the premium, handcrafted, ready-to-drink cocktail. Carb Bliss's all-new cocktail collection brings four flavors to tantalize your taste buds. Moscow Mule, Mojito, Strawberry Margarita, and Paloma. Experience every flavor of the cocktail collection variety pack now at retailers near you. Elevate your drinking experience with zero carbs, zero sugar, 100 calories, and full flavor. Carb Bliss. Find your bliss.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Get every dollar you deserve. The winning team. Hupie and Abraham. Hupie.com. Happy birthday wishes to my son, Bob Jr. Celebrating out here at the ballpark tonight. Family and friends. Don't forget who got the tickets.
Invoices in the mail.
Seventh inning is on. So is Jeff.
All right. Thanks so much, Uke. Wade Miley's son celebrating a birthday today.
That's
too,
right. Jeff? Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Birthday buddies with Bob Jr. I love it. And Wade Miley off the hook for a potential L, which is great. Brewers with two runs in that sixth inning. Yoel Piamps is on for the Brewers in relief, trying to put up a zero in the seventh inning. And the first one to Palacios, missed down and away. This one is a strike, and it's a one-ball, one-strike count with a slider. Piamps trying to get himself back on the up-and-up. It's been a bit of a struggle for him recently. Pitch for Piamps is inside the fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. He's given up a hit in each of his last 14 appearances, nine runs in that time span, and 20 hits. I mean, he was nearly unhittable for the first part of the season. Palacios fouls it away, and it's two balls and two strikes. But since August 17th, that is the 14-game span that we're talking about. Piamps, again, just trying to get himself right in this seventh inning. Pitch to Palacios, and it's tapped foul off his front foot. Rolls out to Pyops. 2-2 still on Palacios. By the way, tonight's attendance, sponsored by the All of Us Research Program Wisconsin, attendance at American Family Field tonight, 31,256. Truly takes all of us to define causes of illness and become a better, healthier planet. Help the cause today and join joinallofus.org. 2-2, Pyops deals. Strike three called. Fastball in the inside corner at the knees. One up, one down. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Yoel Pyops. A good start to the inning. Just the fifth strikeout for this Brewers pitching stamp. Pitching staff, I should say, as I'm writing and trying to speak at the same time. Not easy. Mason Wynn, sack fly back in the second inning, takes a strike. Braves, as they did last night, coming back against the Cubs. That's a 3-3 game in the bottom of the eighth. 1-1 is down and away. The slider, one ball, one strike. Marlins and Mets in game two of their doubleheader tied 2-2. And again, the Marlins a half a game behind the Cubs as we stand right now. Pitch hit fouled on the right field line. 1-2. Diamondbacks already won today. Trying to gain a little bit more ground in that number five seed. If the playoffs started today, the Diamondbacks will be visiting the Phillies. How about that travel for the Phillies, or I should say for the Diamondbacks? If the D-backs have to go back out to the East Coast, that would be three straight trips in 3 weeks to the East Coast. 1-2. Misses down and away with a fastball. Went out and played the Mets, came back home, played a series, went back out, played the Yankees, got washed out, had to spend an off day there, pushed their series to the White Sox back. There's a lot going on. This one tapped foul, stays two balls, two strikes. D-backs go back home for 3 days for the Astros. And then, again, if they're in that five seed, they're going to have to go back out to Philadelphia. 2-2 on Wynn. The pitch. Struck him out. Fastball right down the middle. Back-to-back Ks for Pyops. Another ortho ASAP strikeout. Now it's Tommy Edman. Tie game 2-2. Top of the seventh inning. The Brewers will have Anderson, Terang, and Frelick scheduled. Jacob Barnes got two flyouts to center field in relief of Thompson, who went 5 1/3, gave up two runs, only one earned. Walked just one. Pitch to Edman, drops in for a strike with a breaking ball. Pyops delivers. Foul back. He's got Edman in an 0-2 hole. Pyops working for the first time since Saturday. Ended up taking the loss in that game. Gave up a run, walked a couple, threw a wild pitch to allow the go-ahead run to score. Looking for a clean inning. Haven't been many of those against this Cardinals offense today. 0-2 missed down and in with a changeup, it looked like. A little firmer changeup from Pyops. From the belt, Yoel has his sign and throws. In the air to left. Tyrone Taylor is there, and it is a clean inning for Yoel Pyops. First one he has had since the middle of August. Good inning from Pyops. Time to stretch. 2-2 game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life.
celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Concordia University is a top-tier, nationally ranked university located on the shores of Lake Michigan. With over 80 programs to choose from, including graduate and doctoral options, CUW offers the majors you're looking for and an exceptional campus life. Getting students ready to change the world since 1881, Concordia University is a faith-filled, tight-knit college community that is all in to help you reach your uncommon potential. Visit CUW.edu to learn more. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Ryan Anderson to lead it off for the Brewers in the seventh inning. 2-2 game. Experience that grand slam feeling when you book a getaway into the largest resort north of Milwaukee. Visit islandresortandcasino.com. Today, Barnes throws to Anderson, swinging a fly ball out to right. Back Walker, warning track over his head and off the wall on a bounce. Brian Anderson, a leadoff double, starts the seventh inning for the Brewers. 2-for-3 for Brian Anderson in his first start since August 22nd. Got it up and over the head of Jordan Walker in right field. That's got to feel really, really good for B.A. Ollie Marmol is going to go take the baseball from Barnes. Terang was scheduled to hit as Matthew Liberatore is going to come in out of the bullpen. U.S. Cellular call to the pen has been made. Proud to support the Brewers. We want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular built for us. Liberatore is in. Brewers poised to try and take the lead in the seventh. It's a 2-2 game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
When you go to fill up your car, choose a fuel that is clean, safe, and affordable. Unleaded 88 checks all those boxes. It's made from Wisconsin corn. It burns cleaner and makes your engine more efficient. Unleaded 88 is safe for your car, and it's cheaper. The next time you fill up, look at the options on your pump and choose Unleaded 88. You'll be helping the environment, Wisconsin farmers, and your pocketbook. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinly's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinly.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on water.
32 packs of Niagara Purified Water or Chippewa Spring Water. $3.69 each or 2 for $7.
Hi, Caramba, hot, hot prices on water.
$3.69 or 2 for $7.
We buy in truckloads. No one beats our price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
Brewers with the go-ahead run standing in scoring position. Bryce Terang's going to stay in there against Matthew Liberatore. Leadoff double from Brian Anderson. Another $75 for the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. Bryce Terang. A bunt base hit and a ground out to third, and the Cardinals will play way in on the corners for Terang. As Liberatore, the big left-hander, on to face Terang, squares to bunt, and he got it. Now Anderson caught in a rundown, throw to third, and hits Anderson in the back. It hits off the facing of the Cardinals' dugout, stays in play. Anderson is safe at third. Well, Terang made an effort at that bunt, and it was a called strike. Anderson got caught between second and third. Herrera threw to second base. Anderson got caught in no man's land. And by the time Mason Wynn had caught it, Anderson started running for third. Wynn fired to third base, and it hit Anderson in the back. Cardinals are fortunate that it didn't go in the dugout. So now the infield is up. First pitch on the one strike count, a curveball low and blocked by Herrera. Pretty good throw from Mason Wynn, but it hit Anderson right in the back. He might have been safe anyway. 1-1 on Bryce Terang. Go ahead, run 90 feet away. The pitch is down and away. They have credited Anderson with a stolen base. I mean, Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental, Delta Vision. Two great plans, one name you trust. Pitch to Terang. Swing and a foul back. And it's a two-ball, two-strike count. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Liberatore. Infield is up for St. Louis. Two-two pitch. Curveball drops low. That is an amazing take from Bryce Terang. Good looking curveball from Liberatore. And all Terang did was spit on it. Frelick is on deck. Outfield very shallow. Anderson the runner at third. Full count, pitch to Terang. Pfister hits softly. It will be caught by Mason Wynn on the fly. And that is out number one. So ball off the hands of Bryce Terang. Wynn, who is playing in to begin with, able to make the catch. Liberatore's in the neighborhood too, but Terang getting jammed on that 97-mile-an-hour fastball. So pop-up is the first out. Now it's Sal Frelick, who's 0 for 3. And 0 for 7 in the series. The infield remains up for St. Louis. And time is called. Baseball ended up just slightly onto the warning track. So the third base coach, Pop Warner, had to get out of the dugout and pick it up. First one to Frelick. Squares around to bunt. Pulls it back and takes ball one. Safety squeeze look from Sal Frelick. Brewers do not bunt very often. Andrew Chafin is loosening in the Brewers' bullpen. 1-0 on Sal. The pitch from Liberatore. Strike one. Fastball in the outside corner at 96. Liberatore's been much better out of that Cardinal bullpen than he was as a starter. He's been tough no matter what role he's been in against the Brewers. He's allowed six career hits against Milwaukee. That includes two starts. The pitch. Squaring to bunt again, and Frelick takes a strike. Fastball in the inner part of the plate. It's 1-2 on Sal. He's facing Liberatore for the second time. Grounded out against the left-hander back in St. Louis last week. 1-2 pitch. Able to take it down and away. Threw him a slider. Count goes two balls and two strikes. William Contreras is on deck. I would venture a guess that he will not get a chance to hit against Liberatore. Lefty ready to go. 2-2. Pitch to Frelick. Just missed with a slider. That's a great take from Sal Frelick. Three-two pitch. Curveball dropped in there for strike three. Frelick knew it. Could not pull the trigger on the big hook from Matthew Liberatore. So Anderson remains at third base. Dusty Blake, the pitching coach, is going to come out, and Sal just watched that ball go right across home plate. Two-strikeout game for Frelick, and it's up to Contreras. And again, as good as William Contreras is against left-handed pitching, I would have a hard time thinking Liberatore throws anything to Contreras in the strike zone if he even pitches to him. They might have better luck with Tyrone Taylor, who's on deck. Anyway, dear driver, Toyota's lineup is hitting out of the park with all-stars like Red. RAV4, Camry, and Tundra. Reserve yours now. Visit Toyota.com for more information. Your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Now, Contreras with a double and a run scored in the sixth inning. He faces Liberatore. He never had his batting gloves on. Now puts them on. He was fully intending not to see any pitches from Liberatore. We will see how they work to Contreras, who is 0-for-3 lifetime against Liberatore, all with groundouts. Go ahead, run. Is at third, and I don't know what took him so long. Ollie Marmol is now saying, put him on. I don't know why they took so long to put him on, if that was what they were going to do anyway. I mean, Dusty Blake could have come off of the mound and said, no, 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 just go ahead. Don't even put your batting gloves on. So it's an intentional walk. They're on the corners for Tyrone Taylor, who hit a ball down the left field line for a double and drove in a run in the sixth. 2-2 game in the seventh inning. On the corners for Milwaukee, Taylor against Liberatore. The first one is low and in the dirt, blocked by Herrera. Dropped the curveball. Taylor is 1-for-4 against Liberatore. That one hit, a double. He's also drawn a walk against him. He doubled against Liberatore last week. 1-0 on Tyrone Taylor. Here it is. Swing and a ball into the gap in left center. Anderson scores. Contreras on his way to third. The throw to second base. Taylor slides, holds the bag. It's an RBI double for Tyrone Taylor. The Cardinals put Contreras on ahead of Tyrone Taylor, and Taylor makes him pay. Second double of the ball game, and the Brewers have a 3-2 lead. Fastball right down the middle, and Taylor squared it up. Another $75 for the Mac Fund. That's courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. An impressive slide, too, from Tyrone Taylor, sliding away from the tag of Edmund and having the strength to hold the bag. RBI double for Taylor, second and third. Brewers have their first lead since the third inning of yesterday. First pitch, a swinging strike, the 0-1. Outside on Caratini. Check the swing, didn't go. So a double by Anderson. The intentional walk to Contreras, and then Taylor with the RBI double. 1-1 from Liberatore. Caratini takes low the curveball. Two balls, one strike. Chafin is the only one loosening in the Brewers' bullpen right now. They have used Uribe. They have used Piamps. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball to third. It is fielded by Caracuto. His throw to first is in time. A smash, but Caracuto right there. The Brewers take the lead on an RBI double off the bat of Tyrone Taylor. We head to the eighth inning. Brewers 3-2 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinly's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinly.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Baseball, America's pastime. Ice cream, America's favorite dessert. A perfect match. Wisconsin's team and Wisconsin's ice cream, Cedar Crest. Made in small batches from scratch and slowly pasteurized to lock in flavor. Ice cream isn't just a business at Cedar Crest.
it's a passion. So while baseball's trying to speed up the game this year, don't speed up the ice cream. Savor it slowly, enjoying every amazing bite. Cedar Crest, it's the best.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Well, Tyrone Taylor gives the Brewers a 3-2 lead. Andrew Chafin is on to try and protect it. He will face 2-3-4 in the Cardinals' order. And back with a play-by-play in the eighth. Here's Uke.
All right, Jeff, thank you. And Jordan Baker is scheduled to lead things off. Baker will follow, and then Juan Yepes. And that would be enough. Walker tonight, 0-3, including a couple of double play balls. He can't do that now, but he did it earlier. Chafin ready and delivers. Swing and a miss. Throw a fastball by him. And it's 0-1. Baseball brought to you in part by Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. Refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. And the one strike delivery drops low and inside. It's ball one, strike one now on Jordan Baker. Flavor of the moment. Chafin all set to work again. Coming back on Baker, a swing and a, I should say, Walker, base hit to right. Cardinals have the tying run aboard. Solid base hit by Jordan Walker, and here's Baker. He has walked, struck out, and reached on an infield single. Chafin all set. And the pitch. That one rides inside. It's one ball and no strikes. New sign for the lefty. That one dropped low and off the outside corner. It's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Right-handed batting Lucan Baker. And a throw to first, and Walker's back in time. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. That one caught the inside corner about thigh high. Two balls on a strike now. Chafin coming back. Drop that one low and in, and it's 3-1. Cardinals on the hit column, 8-7. Brewers lead the pay window. 3-2 Milwaukee in the eighth. And the pitch. Missed outside, and there are two on now. And nobody out. Base hit and a walk. Juan Yepes is going to be the batter. 0-3 thus far. Couple of fly balls and a strikeout for him. Two on and nobody out. Chafin back to the pitching rubber. All set to go. And here it is. Fastball missed high and wide. 1-0. Brewers have battled from behind tonight. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Low inside breaking ball from Andrew Chafin. Yeah. The left-hander's all set to go. Coming back in the dirt and knocked down by Caratini. Last time out for Chafin. He worked in last night's St. Louis win. Gave up a hit, walked one, and struck out one. The stretch for the 2-1 pitch. Broken bat, little pop-up into shallow center, and Monasterio will catch that one. First out in the inning. Now Lars Nootbaar is coming up. Left-hander against the left-handed offerings of Andrew Chafin. Brewers have left seven in tonight's game. St. Louis has stranded five. Now the stretch. Chafin deals and Nootbaar took one inside. That one almost got by Caratini. One ball and no strikes.
Decent block by the home plate umpire, Jeremy Riggs.
That got him too, didn't it? One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. Nootbaar a strike looking on that one. 31,256 hanging around for this one. 3-2 Brewers lead. Two on for St. Louis. And the pitch, that is outside. Two balls and a strike now. Chafin coming back. Here it is. Nootbaar a strike. Put that one on the inside corner. Ball two and strike two on the St. Louis center fielder. Ready to work. Coming back. Swinging a bouncer. Hit towards right. Tellez with a diving grab. And Chafin covering. They retire Nootbaar. Runners move to second and third. Another diving grab by Rowdy Tellez, and Chafin was there to take the throw, stumbling as he hit the bag, but he held on, and they got him.
Yeah, they're going to look at this play again. The Cardinals are. I don't know if it was a clean catch from Andrew Chafin at first base.
He stumbled a couple of times when he hit the bag, but it looked like he had it, and as Jeff was saying, he looked like he corralled the ball against his body. I don't know if he had it in control or not, and they're going to take a look at it in New York.
And throw kind of handcuffed Andrew Chafin kind of around his belt buckle as he's trying to find the bag and make the catch at the same time. And there was a little bobble in there, but does he have control and touching the bag at the same time? I mean, he's got it kind of up against his body, but I don't know if that is enough to say that it is controlled in that situation. I mean, he doesn't have a grip on it, but, I mean, he's got it cradled between his wrist and his body.
It looks like he's got control. Again, they're looking at it in New York, and another good play by Tellez to keep it from getting into right field. And Chafin was there. He was at the bat. No doubt about that. That's not what they're looking at. He had the bag, but did he have control of the ball against his body or not? Nootbaar is walking out there as if to say, I think they're going to change this one and I'm going to be safe. And again, we get to look at it a number of times, and as we see it again, 10 different angles.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. The runner is safe. St. Louis will change their challenge.
That's just what happened. It was overturned in New York. The throw from Tellez was good. Well, nothing wrong with the throw. It was just, it kind of handcuffed Chafin as he got to the bag to make sure he caught the ball and held first base. And again, once they looked at it again in New York, probably 15 or 20 times, Nootbaar is going to reach on what will be an error is going to be charged to Andrew Chafin. Ivan Herrera is going to be